You hate airplanes. I hate airplanes. I hate airplanes so bad because I used to fly all the time.
Right. Yeah. But you hate other people. So, and the fact that you're like crammed in with other people, that's really why you hate airplanes.
If I was the only one on an airplane, I would probably like it. I would still hate the taking off and landing part. I don't like that part, but the people really do get on my nerves.
Right. If you were flying private, you could probably handle it.
Yeah, I love private. I've always been a fan of private flying because there's only like three other people on the plane with you. But this flight went for 8 hours.
Okay. So I mean, was it an 8 hour flight?
It's an 8 hour flight. It's an 8 hour flight. They're coming from somewhere over there across the sea.
8 hours away.
8 hours away. 8 hour flight. The whole time the flight is going on, guess what? A kid is screaming. But not just screaming. The kid is screaming the whole time.
Oh, my God.
And the mom really doesn't do anything but say, oh, he's just having a bad day. He says, this is insane.
That ear-piercing scream is an unruly child on a transatlantic flight to New York.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
Oh,
he doesn't
my
stop.
God.
Describe an 8 hour flight from hell with nonstop and nerve jangling screaming and fussing. They even covered their ears to drown out the 3-year-old. His mom was overheard telling flight attendants he has behavioral problems. Passenger Shane Townley shot the video.
She kind of looked like she was used to it. He was climbing all over the chairs. He was just screaming, would not let up. He was running up and down the aisles. There was nothing she could do.
Before the plane even took off from Germany, the child's mother could be heard asking a flight attendant to turn on the Wi-Fi so the child could be appeased with an iPad. She was also heard pleading, calm down, honey.
Everybody was just kind of looking at each other like, oh, this is going to be a long...
This drives me insane. As a parent... It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but you're assuming that the mom was just being a bad mom. I mean, that kid may be on the spectrum. He may have some sort of disorder. I mean, there's obviously something. I feel terrible for the poor mother who can't soothe her child, who doesn't know what to do. And my guess is a doctor's probably said to her, well, it's medication. And she's probably like, I'm not medicating a 3-year-old.
The passengers
were relieved when the flight
finally landed at Newark International Airport after 8 hours of
8 hours of that screaming.
The worst flight ever happened in August, but the video just came to light today. So what should you do to control an unruly child on a plane?
I'm sorry, this happened in August. Why does nobody have a mask on?
True that. It's Germany. They didn't have COVID over in Germany.
But yeah, of course they did. And they're flying to New York where we have COVID.
They brought you. Well, that kid and they brought the COVID and that kid to New York. But no, the whole time he's screaming like that. No, that's not cool. You knock the kid out. You know what kind of kid you have before you go on the flight. It's just like those people that own dogs that let the dogs bark nonstop.
That's very different. Now, see, if a dog is barking nonstop, it's the owner's fault. You can stop a dog barking.
Same thing.
What I'm telling you is that kid probably has some sort of disorder. He might be on the spectrum. The reason why the mom said, can you put on the Wi-Fi? Because the iPad would soothe him. Because that, you know, maybe he has an issue and she's found in the past that the iPad is the one thing that calms him. And obviously being on a flight was really terrifying for him. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think that maybe there might be some medication just to soothe the child, because I'm sure the kid wasn't having a good time. Imagine being that kid and you're screaming for 8 hours. You don't want to, you're not enjoying yourself.
No, that kid does that all the time. The parents let him get away with it.
No, it doesn't work like that.
I've had two kids. I know what it's like.
And because you have two healthy, normal kids. You know, she may have a kid that has some sort of disorder. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you. And being on a flight raised his anxiety levels. You know, maybe even the air pressure bothered his ears and he didn't, you know, he's a kid. He's a little tiny kid. He doesn't know what's going on. So whatever disorder he has was heightened on the plane. And my guess is the parents probably had to come back from Germany because of COVID. Or had to come to New York for some reason, because the parent doesn't enjoy that. She's not like, hey, let's go on a vacation and take this kid.
Yeah, so. Lion King Kitties agrees with you. Rob agrees with me. So what I what I think is that you can put the dogs in a crate underneath the plane. I think that's where kids go.
No, you can't put a kid in a crate under a plane.
You crate that kid. You crate that kid. If I was on that airplane, you crate that kid.
No, the only reason why I would, if it was my kid, I would want to medicate the kid is because I'd want the kid to have some downtime. I would hate for my child to spend 8 hours miserable and screaming. Like, that would bother me more. I would, you know, and see, I don't know if it's a generational thing, but I remember, like, our parents used to give us whiskey.
No, when we moved from Michigan down here, we had a cat. We knocked the cat out. With a pill, whatever the pill was, to make the cat sleep the whole time it was in the car, or it would slip out. So give the kid the cat stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, my dog Marconi does not travel very well in a car. He hates a car. And we had to go on a long trip one time, and he had to come with us because there's nobody to take care of him, and he was coming on the trip. So the doctor gave us some doggy Xanax. I'm telling you, it was great. He was like calm, and he was in the back, and he was sleeping, and it was nice to see him not anxious on a long car ride for the first time in his life. So I felt better that he wasn't stressed out.
And you knew what I mean? Like, before going on the trip, what kind of dog you have.
Right,
so you knew what it was going to be like. They knew what kind of kid they have, and they could have brought it up to the doctor and said, what can we do?
If this doggy Prozac, there's got to be 3-year-old Prozac.
If I'm on an 8-hour flight myself, I'm on Ambien.
Right.
I'm going to knock myself out the minute we take off.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to knock myself out, I can just imagine. Now that just drives me crazy. It's not my kid, and I got to sit here and listen to it.
Right. But is the flight attendant afraid to walk over and say, listen, I understand that your kid is having a hard time, but you're one passenger. You see this 120 people here? They deserve to have a little downtime as well.
They paid a grand for each seat, and they have to listen to this. It's not fair to them. If my dog barks and I have neighbors, I feel bad. I quiet the dog up immediately. So, no, I don't like this. There's nothing about this I like.
This has happened to me. Remember when you and I were doing our syndicated show, we had stations in California, in LA and whatever. And I had to fly with the big boss with the hot sauce. We had to fly to LA. And, you know, because it was the big boss, it was no way he's literally big. Like, he was enormous.
Yeah, he can't fly anything but first class.
Right. So he flew first class. And of course, he wasn't going to make me sit in the back while he was in first class. So he used his miles and bumped me up. So we were in first class together. It was awesome. There was a kid in first class screaming the entire time that we flew from New York to LA, the entire time. And the flight attendant kept going over to the parent and saying, this is first class. These people paid a lot of money. You got to do something. And finally got the mother to take the kid in the back of the plane because there were empty seats in the very back. But it's like, so the coach people now have to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so you've no respect for those people? Like, he complained and they gave him a free ticket.
See, when my kid was screaming, I would pick the kid up. I would walk out of the room. I mean, you can't walk out of the room, but you can walk down.
Walk off the plane. We're out of here.
Right. Screw this.
Give me that parachute. We're out of here.
The little window opens for a reason. it's kid size. If you think about it. That window's anyway. So I would get up and walk the kid around. I would hold the kid. It doesn't look like this mom is doing anything.
Right. That's
for
true.
This,
yeah.
For this
yeah.
child. At least you could hold the kid. You could
apologize to the people around you. Just be like, guys, I'm so sorry. He's on the spectrum, or kid is, you know, just do something. Like, at least look at the other parents and just go, look, God, sorry. Like, acknowledge that the other people are on the plane. Acknowledge there's other people in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, that's why the window is this big.
No.
Sorry. Oh, God, it's quiet now.